Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I can never remember, and I always seem to forget that even a good life is not enough to make you happy. Yes, God designed us to have a desire for and seek after the good things of life, like good health and relationships, achievements, families and homes, and beautiful experiences. And we're supposed to seek these, and when we get them, there should be a corresponding joy and gratitude. Life is really good because God is really good. But what I always failed to remember and should never forget is that no matter how good the good things of life are, they can never be enough. We were made for union with God. God alone satisfies. But so many of us think that if we're virtuous, if we're prudent, if we make good decisions, then we can essentially be satisfied in this life. We think we'll get to the point where we say, yes, this is what I want. I'm happy with this. I'm at peace now. And it's true, virtue and right living do lead to a more peaceful, contented life than the life of sin and vice and worldliness, which is just one long nightmare of addiction, panic, and resentment. But we have to remember, this life is not our true homeland. Heaven with God, that's our true home. When Our Lady came to Lourdes, the first time she revealed herself to Saint Bernadette, she gave some instructions, and then kind of out of the blue, she suddenly said, I do not promise you happiness in this life, but only in the next. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
One of the reasons we can't be perfectly content or at peace down here is because things are just too unstable. This life is constantly sending us new challenges we weren't expecting. And each challenge demands a new surge of effort, another straining of your mind and will as you pull them in unfamiliar territory. There are new houses, new jobs, new responsibilities all the time. not to mention all the changes forced upon us as we age. It never ends. You raise your kids, and each kid is beautifully but exhaustingly different. And just as you get them all through school and out of the house, one of them asks to move back in with their new family included, just for a little bit. And then your parents begin to decline. And it can all be a bit overwhelming. Or maybe the problem is that nothing's happening anymore. You looked forward to the kids being out of the house and being able to retire. And now you and your spouse, well, you have nothing in common. And there's nothing really worthwhile that needs to be done anymore. The point is that life is just one massive series of major changes. It's true for priests and religious as much for the married couple. These major changes keep life from getting boring, which is good, but they also keep life from ever being really restful or peaceful, because there's always another major change, a major challenge you need to deal with. Because even a good life, a virtuous life, a blessed life, well, it's not heaven yet. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
A lot of the challenges and crises that this life give us are neutral or even good. A new kid is always a great good, even if it's a major challenge. But this life, even a good life, even a blessed life, is jam-packed with evils. Just physically speaking, you, your spouse, your kids, your parents, there's going to be broken bones and flus that seem to last forever, and knee replacements and all kinds of dental work. There's going to be weight problems and sleep problems and chronic pain problems. Your car's going to break down and your house is going to break down, and there's going to be big problems at the office. And there's going to be fallings out. There's going to be fallings out.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I told you. and fights with your spouse, and there's going to be tensions in your friendships, and there's going to be kids who leave the faith and who tell you they're never going to talk to you again. And there's going to be kids who have all kinds of problems, who do drugs or drop out of school, or who get married and then they have a miscarriage or they get a divorce. And it's never going to not hurt. And there are going to be big problems in the church, big problems in geopolitics. And you're going to try not to worry or pay attention, but sometimes you're going to wonder whether any of it can possibly be salvaged or whether the whole world's just going down the drain. And then you wonder, how are we going to make it? How are my kids going to make it? How are their kids going to make it? This kind of thing is never going away. Because even if you're trying to live a good Christian life, even if you are very blessed, this world is definitely never going to be heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And the biggest thing that makes this life not satisfying and not ultimately peaceful is that we are so far away from the most important person in our lives. Yes, we know God loves us. He made us. Yes, we know Jesus is close to us in the Eucharist. Yes, we know the Holy Spirit is within us. But we can't see any of it. And most of the time, we can't feel any of it. We know God loves us, but we don't see Him smile at us with affection. And we don't hear Him tell us that He's happy we're alive. God feels so distant that it's hard to love Him. Even though we know He's everything to us, even though we try to remember all He's done for us, even though He constantly gives us every gift we have, despite all that, He just doesn't seem to be here. And that's really hard for those who are trying to love Him. Adam and Eve walked with the Lord, but since sin came into the world, their children feel like they're walking alone most of the time, and will feel that way most of the time in this life, because this life is not heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
This is not the place to look for permanent happiness, and this is not the time to find your permanent happiness. Heaven is the place of rest. This life is the place of working in the Lord's vineyard. So don't expect to rest too much here. Heaven is the place where we will see God. This life is the place where we have to be stretched so that we can handle that vision. So expect to be constantly stretched down here. Heaven is our home. This is the place of travel to the promised land. So don't try to get too comfortable here any more than you'd try to get comfortable on a plane that you know will be reaching its destination soon. This is a wonderful world, full of beauty and love and goodness and consolation. But we're not here to get settled. So let's not expect perfect happiness or peace or contentment in this life, but only in the next. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
This one felt like an extension of our last conversation, that you can't expect all of your happiness from individuals, but that we should also kind of lower our expectations about life. Not that life can't be good, but I feel like when we look at the meaning of human existence as the pursuit of happiness, we think that being happy means very consistently in every moment of life, you should be brimming with joy, and every moment should be perfect in its own way.
Very interesting point that you make, that we have this idea that the purpose of life is the pursuit of happiness. Only if we see it as the purpose of life is the pursuit of union with God, where that happiness won't be complete until perfect union with him in heaven.
Yeah.
Now we can have, I was thinking about this very same thing as a continuation of our conversation from yesterday. The problem is when we expect perfect and permanent happiness.
Because you can expect
relative happiness.
Relative happiness, but the feeling of happiness is what everyone really wants, and that's not what you're going to get all the time.
True.
It's just physically not possible.
Well, and in this life, we are also going to experience the other emotions of fear and suffering. I mean, we're going to experience pain and loss and everything that the aversion. We're going to experience the whole gamut of feelings.
In a way, it reminded me of, I've been reading this memoir from the youngest pilot to fly in the Battle of Britain.
Oh.
And he was talking about his experience in training, that he wanted to quit almost immediately because he just thought, I'm not getting better. I suck at flying. I cannot land a plane for the life of me. I'm scaring my instructors and I shouldn't be here. And then he goes out to the pub to have a drink, And his instructor is just waiting for him there. And he's like, what do you think you're doing? You think you're the first person to have problems? The first person to have a bad day? But he realizes moving forward that some days are just gonna suck. Some days he's not gonna fly well.
Yeah.
And you've got to take those with the good.
Yeah.
But otherwise he would have never become a pilot if he'd expected every flight to eventually be perfect.
Yeah. What if we, instead of the purpose of life being this pursuit of perfect and permanent happiness, what if we could get our minds wrapped around and not forget that the purpose of this life is to prepare us.
Yeah.
To stretch us.
Mm-hmm. He was in training. It's to learn training. To become a pilot. And in our case, to become who God meant us to be.
Yeah. So it's going to take a lot of training and a lot of stretching.
Which means bad days. It means some very bad days. Because often the thing that moves us forward the most is realizing some of our faults. And that's a very difficult and upsetting thing. It's not pleasant. It won't make you happy in the short term. But we're talking about a very, very long-term kind of happiness.
And God is also, he realizes that we get so attached to the things here. We get so attached to the things here that we don't want him.
Yeah.
So he has this system that as we go through life, we have to let go of things.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have to remember and never forget is I have to get rid of this idea that I'm striving for the point in this life where I think I've arrived and I've earned my rest. No, I've earned the right to begin again, to be purified and stretched again, to be made strong and fit for the kingdom of God. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.